Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I'm falling for him, not his daddy. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 56 years old, and my husband will turn 75 in May. My husband is a great provider and great daddy, but I don't get butterflies when I'm with him like I did in the beginning. I will admit he wooed me with expensive things and I was caught up at first. We met and got married all within a year. I didn't snap back into reality until I met my stepson at our wedding a year ago. Now I want my stepson more than I want my husband. He's a 52-year-old bachelor and a big flirt. He comes over to the house and we have a good time together while my husband sits in the den glued to the TV. My stepson and I enjoy the same wines, foods, movies, and podcasts. We've fallen asleep together on the couch watching TV, and my husband doesn't even see what's happening between us. My stepson said he hopes he can meet a woman like me that's smart, pretty, and sexy after age 50. I reminded him that he's only a few years younger, and he said I look better than most of the ladies his age. I made up an excuse to have lunch with him yesterday. I told him I needed help planning his dad's birthday party, so he agreed to meet me. He was so handsome, and he smelled so good. His hug wasn't a normal stepson hug, and we blushed when the waiter called us Mr. and Mrs. King. It's obvious that we look good together. After lunch, he texted me to say that he had a great time, and he said that I give great hugs. I wanted to tell him I give great everything, but I didn't. Should I cut the BS and tell him I'm falling for him, or should I wait so he can make the first move? Please stop. Please stop this. I mean, really, this is wrong on so many levels, and you know this. That may sound like judgment from me, and I don't even care about that. It's not judgment. It's just a simple matter of right and wrong. Family is and should be off limits. And why is it that we always want something we can't have? Seriously, come on now, lady. This man is your husband's son. He's your husband's son. And yes, your husband is 75 and much older than you, but he's still alive. He's still your husband. What are you doing? At least give your husband the respect he deserves. Do not do this to him. Don't do this to his son. His son is out of line, too. You need to sit down, but you need to sit down. I don't like any of this. I don't like what you're doing. You need to leave your stepson alone and stop doing this to your husband. This is so crazy right here. This makes me so angry. Steve.
Well, Shirley says something that hinges on the facts of this whole letter. Shirley said this line right here. He's still alive. And that is what hinges on this whole letter. He is still alive, referring to her, the 56-year-old woman's 75-year-old husband. He is still alive. The question beckons now, how long? Now, let's read the letter. Shirley posed the question and made the statement, he is still alive. The question I propose is, how long? So now let's read the letter. Based on this letter, it's filled with discrimination. I have been accused of fat shaming, and now I'll be accused of age discrimination. I'm in the middle. She's 56, he's 75, I'm 67. I'm right in the middle of this mess. I'm damn near both of them. Here I go. Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm 56-year-old. My husband turned 75 in May. My husband's a great provider and great daddy. Here's the key line. I don't get butterflies when I'm with him like I did in the beginning. Quit looking for butterflies. He's 75. Start looking for moths. What you need to quit doing is quit looking for butterflies. He don't, them ain't butterflies no more. Them is moths. Fat, fluffy ass moths.
You're stupid.
Red, big old moths. Wool eating ass moth. Hungry ass moth. Butterflies fly like this. Butterflies flutter. They go up and down, change direction. Moths just come in and land on stuff. So let's stop looking for the butterflies you used to feel when you first met him. He's 75. He don't make butterflies no more. Him is moths. I will admit he wooed me in the beginning with expensive things, and I was caught up at first. We met, got married all in a year. See, you was thirsty then. You was thirsty. You saw that lifestyle and went for it. I didn't snap back into reality until I met my stepson at our wedding a year ago. Now I want my stepson more than I want my husband. He's a 52-year-old bachelor and a big flirt. And you're a 56-year-old married woman that's a big flirt. He come over to the house, we have a good time together while my husband sit in the den glued to the TV. My stepson and I enjoy the same wines, foods, movies, and podcasts. Cause you listen to podcasts don't make you young. I just want to point that out. You try to throw that in like y'all doing some real young stuff. We like the same movies, food, wine, and podcasts. We fallen asleep together on the couch watching TV and my husband don't see what's happening. Your husband might not see what's happening, but you do. You've been eyeing him since your wedding day.
Hang on,
I'll be
Steve.
Back.
Yeah, we'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I'm falling for him, not his daddy. We'll get back into it right after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. I'm falling for him, not his daddy.
56-year-old woman that married this 75-year-old man. Now she's saying she don't feel butterflies no more. I reminded her that he's 75. Stop looking for butterflies.
Don't say that again.
Start looking for moths. Moths. Big, fat, fluffy, furry.
We get it.
I will admit he wooed me with expensive things. I was caught up. We met, got married all within a year. And I didn't snap back into reality until I met my stepson at our wedding a year ago. On your wedding day, your trifling behind snapped back to reality by realizing you was marrying this old man because if he could buy you expensive things. Now you say you want your stepson more than you want your husband. 52-year-old bachelor and a big flirt. Come over to the house. We have a good time together while my husband sits in the den glued to the TV. My stepson and his son and I enjoy the same movies, wines, foods, podcasts. Y'all done fell asleep together on the couch watching TV, and my husband don't even see what's happening. Yeah, but you do, though. You see what's happening, and you saw what you wanted to happen on your wedding day. When you met your stepson on your wedding day. My stepson says that he hopes he can meet a woman like me that's smart, pretty, and sexy after age 50. Then you reminded him he's only a few years young, and he said, I look better than most of the ladies his age. I made up an excuse to have lunch with him yesterday. I told him I need to plan his daddy's birthday party, so he agreed to meet me. He was so handsome, and he smelled so good. See, now let's quit talking about smell, because him and his daddy smell different. See, the young boy smell like cologne. His daddy smell like medicine. So they're two different smells.
She didn't say that.
One of them smell like a field outside. The other smell like inside a hospital.
I hate you.
Yeah.
You right now.
Yeah. One of them smell like he 50, so he wear old ass cologne. One of them smell like Halston. The other one smell like Icy Hot. Yeah. One of them in there smelling like Fahrenheit. That's another old cologne.
Uh-huh.
He in there smelling like Ben Gay.
You know what? You have made
your
point.
Yeah.
And with you.
That young dude in there smelling like lotion. Your husband in there smell like salve.
Old ass salve.
Yeah.
When have you heard that word?
Yeah. That young boy rubbing butt baby oil on his chest. Your husband got Vicks Vapor Rub on here. It's two different smells. One of them oily, one of them thick and gummy. Yeah, your little 50-year-old, he taking pills to help his night out. Viagra, Cialis. Your husband in there taking nitroglycerin. He trying to stay in this world. He taking stuff to get a jump start his heart, make his heart.
Yeah.
Them two different pills. One of the pills you could do without, the other one he can't miss.
Oh, Lord.
So, yeah, he was so handsome, he smelled so good. His hug wasn't like the normal stepson either. Yeah, that's why his hugs are different, because he hugging. Your husband falling on you. So you hug that 73-year-old, it turned from a hug to a hold me up right quick. They're two different things.
Wait a minute, it went from a hug to a what?
For her to hold me up.
Could not with
her
you.
Hug me and hold me up is two different things. And we blush when the waiter call us Mr. and Mrs. King. It's obvious we look good together. Well, it's hard to look good with your husband because there's too much stuff in the picture.
What do you mean?
Hey, y'all sitting over there taking a picture in the chair, but you can see the handlebars from his hover round over there. See, that's what you don't. Now you think you don't look good together. Y'all sitting here taking a picture. Y'all taking a picture, but you can see the walker right next to the chair. You can see that. And they kind of take away from the picture.
Uh-huh.
You know. You know, you sitting up there, y'all in the chair, but you can see the cane. It ain't no Ron Athley cane. Just that cane that you get at CVS, the brown one with the black grip on the end of it. He got one of them crutches in the picture with the arm brace on it.
He's just 75.
But that's what's wrong, though. After lunch, he texted me and said we had a great time, and he said that I give a great hug. I wanted to tell him I get great everything. So what did you say with your nasty ass? But I didn't. Should I cut the BS and tell him I'm falling for him, or should I wait so he can make the first move? Do you hear that question?
Mm-hmm.
Either way in this question, she know it's going down. She's planning on it going down. She just want to know, should she say it or wait on him to say it? But it's going down. The decision has been made. You've chosen the stepson on wedding day versus his old ass daddy.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter.
Leave all
on
his
Instagram
money to his nurse.
At Steve Harvey FM, and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.